Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Can you answer the following question? The Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton Supreme Court decisions of 1973 legalized abortion for how long in the woman's pregnancy? Is it only for the first trimester, through the second trimester, or for the entire 9 months of pregnancy? In other words, according to Roe, when in pregnancy is it constitutionally allowable to perform an abortion? If you answered during the entire 9 months of the woman's pregnancy, then you were correct. Although the Supreme Court decision theoretically would allow states to outlaw abortion in the last trimester, it allowed an exception when the health of the mother might be at risk. Health is defined so broadly that there is no situation where it would be possible to outlaw the procedure. In America, we have legalized abortion on demand for any reason during every stage of the pregnancy. If you didn't know the answer to this question, you are not alone. In 2006, the polling company did a national poll on abortion. They found that 65% of the American public claimed to be at least somewhat familiar with the Supreme Court decisions. However, when they asked the same people to identify the accurate description of the decision, only 29% knew that it made abortion legal in essentially all circumstances throughout pregnancy. Most Americans find it abhorrent to kill a baby late in pregnancy. After all, we know that the baby is viable as early as 20 weeks gestation, and modern technology can care for these babies, so their chance for survival and a normal development is very high. However, advocates for abortion disagree. In Slate magazine, author William Salatin quotes Anne Ferrady, chief executive of the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, as a representative of this pro-abortion group. She says, "Is there anything qualitatively different about a fetus at, say, 28 weeks that gives it a morally different status to a fetus at 18 weeks or even 8 weeks? Why should we assume later abortions are bad, or at least more wrong than early ones?" She concludes that in later pregnancy, too, I believe that the decision and the responsibility that comes with it should rest with the pregnant woman. We either support women's moral agency or we do not. Pro-life Americans would agree with her fundamental premise that unborn babies at 8 weeks are not fundamentally different from those at 28 weeks. However, the pro-life position would argue, for that reason, that none of them should be killed, regardless of age. Ferrady takes the position that all of them can be aborted because her fundamental value system is to support women's choice at all costs, even at the cost of the lives of viable unborn babies. We had an opportunity last year to see what this choice is really all about. Kermit Gosnell, a Philadelphia abortionist, was charged with 8 counts of murder. One of these is a patient who died at the clinic, and 7 were late-term babies who were delivered alive, and then Gosnell or one of his associates cut the spinal cord with scissors, thus killing the babies. One victim was killed at 26 weeks, writes Slate columnist William Salatin. Another was killed at 28. A third was killed at 32. Some of the dead were 12 to 18 inches long. One had been moving and breathing outside the womb for 20 minutes. The report alleges hundreds of such atrocities. One employee admitted to severing the spinal cords of 100 babies, each one beyond 24 weeks. There is a wealth of scientific evidence that unborn children are capable of feeling pain as early as 20 weeks gestation. Our top legislative priority at both the state and federal levels this year is enactment of legislation that would protect from abortion unborn children who are capable of feeling pain. For more information, log on to ProLifePerspective.com for resource links and action alerts.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.